Siman Tov Resh Peh Hey Siv Aleph. So we're starting the Seder of Arba Parshiyos. Very exciting. So Rosh Chodesh Or HaSamach L'Nissan Shechal Yis Peshavos. So if you have two Adorim, so we're referring to the second Ador, which is the Ador which is Samach L'Nissan. That's what he means, it's the Samach L'Nissan. The Ador which is near Nissan, so in Shana Pshuta, that's going to be Ador, and the Shana Muberis, that's going to be the second Ador, Ador Sheni. Okay, Shechalis Peshabbos. So if it falls out on Shabbos, Kur Parsha Shkolim, Yulein Parsha Shkolim, Shehi Kisiso, Ad Visisa Kirna Kershis. So you lay in the regular parsha, then you lay in Rosh Chodesh, because it's Rosh Chodesh, and you lay in Parsha Shkolim, which is the first six psukim of Kisisa. After by Yichres Yehoyado, and the Haftarah is from Parsha Shkolim. Vasin Shlosh Swarm, Vachas Kari Parsha Shashua, Vasheni Shal Rosh Chodesh, Vashishi Kari Mafter Parsha Shkolim. So again, we have three Sefer Torah. The first one is the Parsha, the second is Rosh Chodesh, and the third one will be the Mafter of Parsha Shkolim. Okay.
This is
Rosh
Chodesh, it's on Shabbos, okay.
Okay. Let's do a few Sefer, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Rishabbos Shniya. So in that situation where Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out to be on Shabbos, okay, so... So that means, so the next Shabbos is Ches, right? And the following Shabbos will be Tesvav. Mm-hmm. So Purim is going to be Erev Shabbos, which can happen. So, so therefore the Shabbos before that will be Parsha Zohar. So Shabbos Shnia, which is Ches Ador, Mutzin Shnei Sforim, Bechad Kari Parsha Shavua. One of them you lay in the Parsha of the Shavua, B'Shenei Kari Zohar, Isisher Asodach HaMolek, after Pakadati is Asher Asa Molek. And you lay in the Haftarah from Sefer Shmuel about the Shol going to kill a Molek. B'Shabbos Shlishi Shu Tesvav Ba'adar Mafsikin. So the Shushan Purim, so Purim falls out on Friday. In this scenario, Aleph Adar is on Shabbos. That's Parshas Shkolim. Ches Adar is on Shabbos. That's Parshas Zohar. Mm-hmm. And then Purim is Yudal is Friday, and Shabbos is Tesvav. Mafsikin, we skip that Shabbos. You don't do anything.
It's in Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim, so again, you would not take out a special Sefer Torah.
It's Purim.
It's Purim. I'm saying it's Purim. So actually, what's interesting over there, in that situation. The Haftarah, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, the Haftarah is Pekadati. It's Asher Asa Molek from Sefer Shmuel. She learned Pekadati two Shabbosim in a row.
Oh, really?
That's an interesting halachic tidbit.
When do they keep, if Purim comes out on Shabbos, they do everything on Sunday?
So, the Purim falls out on Shabbos, they divide up. That's you have a 3-day Purim. Some things.
Purim Mishulash.
Purim Mishulash.
Okay, heard that right.
Right. So some things are done on Friday. Some things are done on Shabbos. Some things are done on Sunday. Okay. So Kriyas and Megillah and Matanos Avinim are done on Friday. Mishloach Monos and Sudas Purim are done on Sunday, and on Shabbos you. Lane, and Shabbos, you lane, you say Al Nisim, and you lane for Pekadati for Purim.
But they still do Zohar the week before.
Correct.
Even though
correct.
Shabbos.
Correct. So Shabbos Shishi Shu Tesva Ba'Adar Mafsikin. So the third Shabbos, which is the 15th of Adar, we skip. Shabbos Revi'i Shu Chav Beis La'Adar Mitzin Shnei Svarim. So now the next Shabbos, which is the fourth Shabbos of Adar, So it's now the 22nd. Mm-hmm. Take a two sorim. Echad kari parshas Hashvua. Sheni kari parshas Pora. Umafti resurrecti alechem mayim tarim. The psukim from Yecheskel about the tahara of the future. By only have a simikul lamazayin sifhei. Now, the Shabbos Chamishis, which now is going to be Chavtes Adar, Matzian Shnei Svarim, Bechud Kari Parshas Hashua, Bsheni HaChodesh Zalachem, Yulein, the 20 Psukim of Parshas HaChodesh, which is the first 20 Psukim of Kapitla Yud Beis in Parshas Bo, Mafta Barishon Bechod LaChodesh. And then you have the mafta really in the haftarah is parshas of chodesh. So that's in a situation. Talk for a team, Rav.
Yeah.
Talk for a team.
Sure.
Thank you. Maybe.
Anyone else want a tea?
Please.
Three teas?
No. Yeah, I'll take one too.
Okay.
Mishloach.
Okay,
so Yom Rishon the next day,
and then Rosh Chodesh will be the next day in that situation.
So does it look the end on the haftarah from Machar Chodesh?
No, I don't think so. I don't think the minhag is to have Machar Chodesh.
Where are you now?
Okay, so what we did is we did
Hawaii fast.
We didn't miss the Mishabruz yet, because it's really one. It's all one thought.
You didn't miss it.
He goes through in a case where Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, Aleph Adar is on Shabbos. So the first Shabbos is Parsha Shkolim, and you have three Sefer Torah, Parsha Rosh Hashua, Rosh Chodesh, and Parsha Shkolim. The next Shabbos, which is Ches, is two Svarim, it's the Parsha Shua and Parsha Zachar. Purim is going to fall out on Friday. Then the next Shabbos, which is Tesabov, so not Shushan Purim for us people in Chutz Lords. So you're going to lay one Sefer Torah. The next Shabbos, which is the 22nd, is Parshas Pora, and the next Shabbos, which is the 29th, is Parshas Chodesh, and the Rosh Chodesh will be the next day. And Pesach falls out of Moshe Shabbos. Whenever you have Pur Meshulash, Pesach falls out of Moshe Shabbos. Those two go together.
It's this year.
No, this year Pesach falls out Friday night.
Friday night,
oh, okay.
Purim falls out on a Thursday. To Eretz Yisrael, Purim was on in Yerushalayim, Purim was on a Friday. Okay. So now, hey. So the Rosh Chodesh Adar didn't fall out on Shabbos; it came out during the weekday. Okay, so now he calls it again. He calls it the Adar Hasamach L'Nizan because in case there was a Shana Muberes and there was two Adarim, so he means Adar Sheni, the Adar which is closest to Nizan. So in the Shana Pshuto, that's Adar; the Shana Muberes, that's the second Adar. So if that falls out during the weekday, so then you lay in Parsha Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh. A feel of Erev Shabbos, even if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, so Magdimen Likreis Parsha Shkolim B'Shabbos Shlofonov. So you lay in Parsha Shkolim the Shabbos before that, and then the Shabbos, which is immediately afterwards, you'll skip. Because there's going to be two Shabbosim from Rosh Chodesh until Purim. So you made Parshas Shkolim already. This Shabbos is not the Shabbos of Zachar, because Zachar is always immediately prior to Purim. So this Shabbos you'll skip. Avsikim B'Shniya. Keshe Parshas Zachar B'Shabbos Asmucha L'Purim L'Fanel. You're going to skip that Shabbos because you want Zachar to be right before Purim, which will be the next Shabbos. And we lay in Parsha Zohar before Purim. Even if Purim's all the way on Friday, we don't say, well, we'll just wait one more day and lay in Zohar tomorrow. We don't do that. Okay.
Hayyam
Shiroy Likbaya Bahem Rosh Kodesh Adar. Rosh Kodesh Adar can only fall out on 4 days of the week. It can fall out on Zabdu. It can fall out on Shabbos. It can fall out on Beis, Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. Right? That's the only days Rosh Kodesh Adar can fall out. Okay? The simon that Shabbos is half suck is the following. So we're going to take each one of those four possibilities and tell you which day is going to be the Shabbos which we're going to skip. So Zatu means that if Rosh Chodesh Adar was on Zion, was on Shabbos, so the Shabbos which is going to be the Shabbos that we're going to skip will be the Tetzavav Adar. You'll lay in Parsha Shkolim on Aleph, you'll lay in Parsha Zachar on Ches. Tetzvav will be Shabbos, you're going to skip and not lay anything special. Chav Beis will be Parah, and Chav Tetz will be Parshas Chodesh. Let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out to be on Monday. So Parshas Shkolim, you're going to lay in before that in Shvat. The first Shabbos, which will be Vav Adar, because Rosh Chodesh, if Aleph is Beis, so Shabbos will be the sixth day you skip. Then the next Shabbos, which will be your Gimel, will be Zohar. Next Shabbos, which is Chav, is Parah. Next Shabbos, which is Chav Zion, is Chodesh. So the Shabbos you're going to skip is going to be Vav, Dad. In a case where Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Wednesday, so then the Shabbos which you're going to skip is going to be Dalet Adar, which is that Shabbos. Because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos is already the fourth day. So Parsha Shkolim, you lay in the Shabbos before in Shvat. Dalet Adar, you skip and don't lay. Yud Aleph Adar is Zohar. Yud Ches Adar is Parah. And Chafei Adar is going to be Chodesh. Now, Ubiv means if, however, Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out to be on Erev Shabbos, so you're going to have two Havsakas. You're going to have Beis and Yud, what he refers to as Yudvav, we usually call Tezayin, but they have two Havsakas. So let's figure it out. So Parsha Shkolim, you're going to lay in the Shabbos before in Shvat. Rosh Chodesh is going to be at Erev Shabbos, so Beis Adar is immediately the next day. You don't learn anything. So then, so that, then Tess Adar will be Zohar. Purim is going to fall out on Thursday. 2 days later, which is Shabbos, which is the 16th. Purim is the 14th, which is the 16th. Again, you're going to skip. You're going to then, that's Tess Zion, that's the 16th. The 23rd will be Parah. And then Rosh Chodesh Nissan will be Chodesh. So that's this year.
Shabbos.
Okay. So this is describing this year. Okay. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday, and we're going to have two. So we're going to lay in Shkolim the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. We're going to have Avsaka. The Beis Adar will be Avsaka. Tess Adar will be Zohar. Tess Zion will be Avsaka again. Chav Gimel will be Parah, and then Rosh Chodesh Nissan is on Shabbos, and that'll be Chodesh. Then he gives you now. He goes. Now that we've figured it out,
he spells it out.
He spells it out. It's much more fun to figure it out. Clever, because the Kavosh Chodesh B'Shabbos. So Mafsik Machmish also boy Simona Zatu. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, it means Zion the seventh day of the week. Then Avsok is on the 15th day of the month. Cheshchal B'Yom Sheni. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out to be on the second day of the week, which is Beis. Mafsika Bavav Boy, the Havsaka is on the sixth day of Adar. The Simon is Boy. So that's, if it's Rosh Chodesh is the second day of the week, the Havsaka is the sixth day of the month. Shachal B'yom Revi, Mafsika Bedalad Boy, the Simon Dad. Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Yom Revi. So the Havsaka will be, that's again the fourth day of the week, so then the Havsaka will be on the fourth day of the month. Shachal Yom Shishi, Mafsikim B'Shei Shabbosis. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out to be on Yom Shishi, so that's Vav, the sixth day of the week, then Havsaka will be 2 days of the month. Beis boy v'yud bov boy. Simonoi is Ubiv. Okay, so that's all the calculations. Let's see how the Mishabur is.
You don't take any sweetener. Fred, what do you want?
No, just plain.
Also plain?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll add honey.
What?
I put honey in the bowl.
Thank you. Thank you. Sifkotin Aleph. Rosh Chodesh Adar. Avar b'kitzur inyan arba parashiyos. I'm going to give you the idea behind the four parashiyos, what they're all about. Okay. Vahu. Chazal tiknu likras arba parashiyos b'shana. Chazal instituted that there's four parashiyos that we need to read during the year. Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. During this time of year, from Rosh Chodesh Adar to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the zichron arba devarim to remind us about four things. These are the Harishana, he parsha shkolim. The first one is parsha shkolim. The zikran mitzvahs machzus hashekel. She is bar basamach. So it's a zikar and it's a remembrance of once upon a time that the Klai Yisrael gave shkolim. Shohayim mechuyavin lita in the lishka lekarben tamid b'chol shana. Every member of Klai Yisrael was mechuyav to give. Every household of Klai Yisrael, every member is a little more complicated, was mechuyev to give his contribution to the Karban Tamid. It was put in a lishka, which means the lishka means an office or a room in the Beis HaMikdash, and that all the money was stored over there. Hashniyah hi parsha zocher. The second parsha of the four parshas is parsha zocher. Lizkar Maisa Amalek, which reminds us of what Amalek did. The Karban is Sobah Shabbos Shlitei HaPurim. That has to be in the Shabbos before Purim. The Som Chol Ma'isa Haman Shoyim Izer Amolek. So we connect it to the obliteration of Haman, the destruction of Haman, who came from Amolek. So we learn about the mitzvah of the Torah of eradicating Amolek. We talk about the concept before we talk about the fact that we actually were able to do some of it once upon a time. So we darshan out that the order is the nizker, you remember the mitzvah, and then nasa, then it was done. So on Purim, we were able to be meicha part of Amalek. So the Shabbos before that, we read about the mitzvah, and then we commemorate the fact that we did it.
Who
was it? The Chazal, the Anshik Nisus Sagadola? Yeah. Pasha's that the Tekana was a Tekana Kaduma, together with all of the Tekanas of Brochus and those type of things. Mm-hmm. But I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that was when it was put into place.
Who would have the authority to do this?
Any Sanhedrin would have the authority.
Huh?
Any Sanhedrin other would have the authority.
Yeah, so which
can be any one of the Sanhedrin of the by Shani. I guess the truth is, you know, Shkolim would be interesting to say that they probably didn't have that for them. The mitzvah of reading Shkolim was more in order to publicize the Shkolim because they were actually giving it.
So there's already a Zecher that says Shkolim the day, but you didn't send people out everywhere, right?
Right.
So there's already is that a Zecher? That's already.
So it could be.
So why we have Torah?
I don't know.
I don't know why.
I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Did they lane in time because we're standing with the did they lane Shkolim or not? I don't know.
And Purim also we lane. I mean, I don't know. It's a Zecher Malak there too, right?
I just saw the Akdama to the Mishnah. So I think Kati said it was. I thought he said it was later.
Okay. Hashlish is he parshas paraduma. The third parshas paraduma. He b'shabbos shekut and parshas of chodesh. That's always there's no gap between it and chodesh. So that's why the mashal in the case where like this year Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, we skip bays. We theoretically could have skipped bays because Zachar has to be next near Purim. So Zachar has to be on Tess. And Purim is on Thursday. We could theoretically have read Purim on Tezayin, and skipped, and then Lein HaKodesh and Rosh Chodesh Nissan. We could have done that, but no. The rule is that Purim has to be the Shabbos before Parshas HaKodesh. Why? She can't hold you straight for us, but midbar samach l'nissan. Kelahazaz bas Yisrael, be'er chadas miyad achar kamas ha-mishkan. It was prepared around this in time, in order to make Klai Yisrael b'tahara. Kedeshiyu tahara mayuklu lasos ha-pesah b'zmane. So it was done in conjunction with the preparation for the Karm Pesach around this in time. So we want to connect it to the Parshas HaKodesh, which talks about the Karm Pesach and as close as possible to Nissan. Ka Karm Parshas Zu, we live laying this Parsha. Yispalo funnel Yispora Shigam Oleno Yizrik Mayim Tarim in Mehera. So it's a form of a tefillah which was echad of the Paradum again. And the Beis Hamikdash.
So someone's tummy, they can't bring the Karban Pesach if they tomei. It's not tzibur.
The halacha is that Karban Pesach is brought betumah, but it's not nechal betumah.
So you still need the mechatos to eat it.
So you need the mechatos to eat it.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Karban Pesach is brought betumah and it's nechal betumah, different than other kibbutz which are brought betumah, not nechal betumah. It's nechal betumah also. However, it's only the whole tzibur is tameh. But if you have a process where you can be matar, that would be much more preferable.
Yeah.
Ravi is Parshas Chodesh, B'Shabbos, Asamach, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So we lay in Parshas Chodesh, which is right before Nissan, and the Chodesh Nissan to sort of declare Chodesh Nissan. See, but Torah, Chodesh is Elohim Rosh Chodeshim. See, one of us sort of make that declaration. This is Rosh Chodesh, the region of the Rosh Chodesh. Obviously, the Einza Ikra Kiddush, Kikra Kiddush, Shuba Eis Rias Lavana, Shukajim Eis Sebezdin, Vayner Kriyas Eis Elohim Rabban. The actual Kiddush is not by declaring about it, talking about it on Shabbos, it's by the Bezdin making that declaration in the proper time.
Korea, this Rabbanon, okay.
Right. So Pasha the Chorpar, the Mo should also be a later Tekon after the Churban Abayas.
Yeah, okay, so that's a Zecher.
Right.
So after you don't do it anymore.
And Zolker, it really was put into place in conjunction with Purim, because before Purim there's no reason to say it later this Shabbos more than any other Shabbos in the year. By his Rishon Lachar there was a mitzvah of Zohar also. Zohar was a mitzvah of the Raisa, so we have to argue that one Shabbos a year they would take out a Sefer Torah and read Zohar even by his Rishon. Okay, so the first you lay in Parsha Shkolim. Okay, so what's the Shkolim about? Damer Kroa, Zois Oilas Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chodesh Hashana. So this Oila is the Oila of the Oilas HaChodesh. It's the Oila of Rosh Chodesh. B'chadshai to be brought on the Rosh Chodesh, the Chodshei Hashanah for the months of the year. V'haylo Chodshei Yisei Rehu. So the Chara, the phrase the Chodshei Hashanah, Zeus Elas Chodesh B'chadshai B'Hashanah. But we would figure out what it means. So the phrase the Chodshei, what is that there for? Ela Amr Torah. Chazal darshan the pasuk like this: Eishach haChodesh, shatetzarach lechadshoi avos oilos tamidim u'masafim mitshuma haChodesh. There is a month of the year that you need to be mechadesh and make it new. So we don't make it new as Rosh Chodesh. That's true. It's a new moon. We make it new in regards to that the kabbonis are brought from a new set of donations. That's the Truma Chadasha. So Klal Yisrael had gathered in the money. Everybody gave their Truma of money. And that was used for last year's set of Kabbalahs. And there's going to be, about the year, we're going to start, you know, we're starting over again, we need new contributions, and we'll start using the new money to bring the Kabbalahs from this point onwards. So that's the Chiddush which we're referring to over here. Which month is that? Mizel Nisan. So, starting Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we need to bring the Kabbalahs from the new money. The minimum of Gemara, Gzeir Shoba, Shechodesh there, Chodesh Nisan. We learn from Gzeir Shoba that this pasuk of Achodesh Elochem Rosh Chodeshim, which is referring to Nisan, over here it says Chodesh Elochem Hashanah, it's also referring to Nisan. Okay, so when it comes to Chodesh Nisan, they need the money in place. Give them a listen, boy, like Ruve, Mishum Chodesh. If you need to start bringing Kabbalahs from the new money, starting Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we want that money. The Chaim Magdiminon, we go early. Mashmi and Al Ashkolim, Ba'adar, Asamach Loi, Shabir Shiklaim, Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So we want to publicize earlier, starting from a month before, or a little before, a month before, for Rosh Chodesh Adar, the people should bring in. They're shkolim. Now the lashon is Am Rosh Chodesh Nissan. They could actually donate their money before if they wanted to. They don't have to wait till Rosh Chodesh to donate. It means that they should be there by at least the Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But the Mishnah promise was saying no. So we who are not zayecha to do this mitzvah of giving shkolim, because we don't have a mitzvah to donate it to. So as a way to any korban which is brought, we can't bring the korban. We read about the mitzvah bringing the korban is equivalent to zipping by reading about it as if you've done it. So that's called Mashalim Poramis Vaseinu. We're going to pay the responsibility of bringing the Kabbalahs with our mouths. So do the same thing over here by reading the Parsha of the Shkolim. So it's if we brought Shkolim. Okay. Yeretzu Yesh L'Shachris. So Parsha Shkolim. All the parshas, actually, the Dala parshas, there are insertions that we put into Berachos Kriya Shema and into I'm sorry, I think actually over here we get to refer to insertions into Chazor Shashatz of Shachris. Now the Musaf parshas Shkolim and parshas Chodesh, and by Musaf also there is Hosafos in Shmon Esrei. And that's true of Parshas Shkolim and Parshas Chodesh. Avos Zocher b'Parah lo tiknu b'Musaf. The Rebbe Gadol says that even though we add an assertion that Zocher and Parah in Shacharis, we don't add in a Musaf. Okay. In Era. So it's hard to know. I mean, this was a takana which was in the piyutim which people, we don't say them, most of us don't say them. If you look in the back of your siddurim, they're printed over there. A little more sophisticated siddurim, they're printed there. The fact that they only instituted for Shachris and not for Musaf on Zohar and Parah, and they instituted for Shachris and Musaf for Shkolim and Chodesh, simple answer is, I'm sure they had a reason, but you know, it's the Takana, which it's not a Takana to Gemara, reading extra piyutim. It was instituted at some point later. So they had the reason, but it wasn't, that's, you know, not a Din of the Gemara.
They go on them, right?
It's Machlokes exactly when the Rav Lazar Kalir lived. Some say he was a Tana, Shem, right? So some have him placed 1,000 years later. Definitely was early. Kevin was early because the Tosis quotes him. One of the main Paitonim is a person, Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. Mm-hmm. So something was, he was Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he was Elazar, son of Shimon Yochai. So that puts him pretty early. And some have him as late as one of the Rishonim. So. If they didn't lay the parsha that we're supposed to lay for that Shabbos, Eila Tashuma the Shabbos Abba, we can't double up the next Shabbos and lay Shkolim and Zohar. So you didn't do it.
On a regular Shabbos parsha, you can do that. If you don't lay at all, but when can you do it?
So that's quite an interesting question.
If he brings it up, there must be a case that you can't.
In a case where it's a whole Tzibur lost the Kriya of a Parsha, do you lay in the two Parshas the coming Shabbos? The Ikar Adin is that also you have this idea that you skip. But there are definitely are the grow holds you don't skip and you have to mash them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can't be mash them the next Shabbos. Im shochu atzibur likris parshas shkolim. If they're still holding Shabbos morning, not worry about next Shabbos, but still on this Shabbos, and they forgot to learn shkolim. Within Mashari Hashloisha Parshias, or any one of the three other Parshias, Zohar, Porter, and Chodesh. In Kfar Omer Haftarah shall say to Hashua Mabirchaseb and Yizkuru. So they laid just the regular Parsha. They gave them after. He laid the Haftarah, said the brachas on the Haftarah, and then they realized, Oy vey, it's Parsha Shkolim this week. You lay the parsha of in this scenario, shkolim, let's say, or any one of the four, with a bracha. You'll say a kaddish afterwards. Since you said a bracha on the other haftarah, so we're not going to make a bracha on this haftarah, which is the haftarah of shkolim. V'nisgaru achash hiskol levorach al haftarah of Omer Hashem. They lay in the mafter wrong, and they lay in the, and they started saying the mafter from the regular week, the mafter of that week. And he said bracha to Hashem. So you have bracha. See, if you don't go back and stop in the middle, you finish off the whole bracha. Say a few psukim from the haftar of the week. Which allows the bracha to be effective. He was making bracha about this haftar. You read this haftar. Then, you don't say a bracha achrona. You see a Sefer Torah, you stop in the middle of the lane, let's say three psukim, or till the end of an inyan. They stop, they don't say a bracha, the bracha is a half Torah afterwards, to take out a second Sefer Torah. Mikra Ola Echad Minyan Shagam. The Ola comes up, and he reads from the Parsha of Shkolim. And then this Erla will say a bracha Rishon, a bracha Achrona on the Sefer Torah. Yomer Kaddish, you'll say at that point in time, you'll say Kaddish again. You have Torah below bracha lefanel. Then you'll lay in the Haftarah of Parsha Shkolim in this scenario with no bracha beforehand. A bracha shalach ha'ra yivorech, and the bracha, the after bracha, which already you started the first haftarah, you didn't say the bracha afterwards. Now you lay in this one without a bracha beforehand, because the bracha beforehand counted, but you do need a bracha at the end. Yivorech. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's in the morning. If you forget.
Right.
He says in the notes. I wonder where he says in the notes that you can say it until mincha.
Right.
So then you'd make a bracha.
Yeah.
So you would so this is they would make a here they would not make a bracha. If you catch it in shacharis.
No. So he's making a bracha. He's making a bracha on the, he's making a bracha on the kriyas haTorah.
Yeah.
But for now, lach harav. Because he still has a chiyuv to lay in this parsha also.
Oh, okay.
But the haftarah, since he said already said bracha rishona on the haftarah before, so
okay,
he didn't say bracha achrona yet on the haftarah, so he'll start the new haftarah based on that bracha which was said before. Asher b'chayim d'im t'vim whatever they had, right? Right. So that's all been said already. We just sort of like took a station break. Do what we have to do, and we go back to laying haftarah. It's a different haftarah, but that bracha works for that. And then after we finish, we'll say the bracha chren on haftarah. In this room, miyadach hasheberach bracha chren al haftarah. If you realize before they started the maft, before I'm sorry, if he realized after they said the bracha chren al haftarah, I'm assuming that means on the maftir. So he lays seven aliyahs in the regular in the parasha, then they said a kaddish. They lay in the maftir of that week in the parasha. Then I realize, oh, wait, it's parasha shkolim. So at that point in time, you'd say for a Torah cheris, yichetzel of rishon of yomer kaddish. V'achakach yikra acher sheyafter minyanu shal yom v'birchusel. So we're going to add in, put the Sefer down, you say Kaddish again, and then you lane from the second Sefer Torah, the Parsha of Shkolim, let's say, and then you say Maftir, the Haftarah, like usual. You call somebody else up, another Aliyah, to say the Maftir of that. In Tova Kor Parshas Megillah, Bader Rishon, if he didn't realize it was the Shana Mubaris, so that Lachas Shana Mubaris, you land everything in the second month, and he landed all in the first month, the Parshias and the Megillah, so our last Olikra is Megillah B'Sheni, so you definitely have to redo the Megillah in the other Sheni. In Parshias, we base Yosef Masha Dein Tzarech Lachzer, Tzarech Masha Lirah, because of the Tzarech Lachzer. But the Masha, you landed on the Parshias in the month called Adar. On the other hand, we argue that the point wasn't Adar, the point was the Adar Samach L'Nissan. Because it should be right before Rosh Chodesh, and it should be right, the Parshah of them should be right before getting ready for Rosh Chodesh. And Purim is in the second Adar, so the Zohar should be in the second Adar. And the Shkolim only started coming in this year. They only started coming in the beginning of Adar Sheni. So, hence the argument of the Darkei Moshe Eliyahu Rabbah that you'd have to land it again. Let's hold it here.